Prologue. The biting cold seeps into her bones, numbing her flesh and forcing her eyes open to a starless sky framed by the jagged silhouettes of naked trees. The ground beneath her is hard and unyielding, a thin blanket of snow crunching softly under her weight as she moves. Memories flicker and fade, fragments of a life she can't quite grasp. The world feels tilted, the edges blurring like a watercolor painting left in the rain. She presses a trembling hand to her stomach as it churns and clenches. It's not hunger gnawing at her sides, but something far more sinister. An omen, a warning that something is deeply amiss. She can feel it inside her. Something foreign, something that doesn't belong, stretching through her with long tendrils of darkness, like an inky shadow, staining her very being. A surge of panic pushes her to her feet, where she stands uncertainly, her body shivering violently, rebelling against the cold that is slowly numbing her fear and replacing it with an eerie stillness. Then she hears it, riding on the wind, accompanied by the sound of distant laughter. The sound spurs her forward, each step mechanical, like a marionette pulled by unseen strings. The snow crunches beneath her bare feet, the cold biting deeper into her skin as she trudges towards the orange glow in the distance. Around her, the wind whispers through the branches of towering evergreens, their needles frosted with ice, shimmering under the weak moonlight, filling her nostrils with the scent of pine and damp earth. She can feel it now, urging her forward to seek her kind. As the warmly lit windows of the building draw closer and closer. But then the music, the festivities stop suddenly, as if sensing her approach, leaving nothing but the wail of the wind and the pounding in her head. Still, she is here now. She is where she is supposed to be. After hesitating for several moments, heart pounding in her chest, mind struggling to pierce through the fog, she steps forward and pushes on the doors, spilling light out into the snow, spawning her elongated shadow. The room is filled with people, each of their faces turning towards her in a mixture of shock and horror. They've been waiting for her. She tries to speak, to ask for help, but her voice is gone, stolen by the freeze. Instead, words that aren't her own spill forth cold and detached, yet filled with an ominous certainty.
You're all going to die here.
The declaration hangs in the air, a grim prophecy that silences the room. Then, as darkness envelops her vision, her legs buckle and she feels herself falling, before being caught by strong arms as she slips into oblivion once more.